Hello, Desktop Publishing. Welcome to Fall 20. You can just address me as Sonia, like an email or whatever, it's fine. I'm excited you're here. So I just wanted to do this podcast, just to introduce myself to you all a little bit, to get to know me a little. I may or may not do these again. I don't really know. We do have some projects coming up, so I may end up talking to you all about, parameters for the project so that you have a greater understanding. But I hope that you are in the class looking over the syllabus and then, kind of looking over maybe the welcome module, and then hopefully you found your way to module one. And then this week I have kind of a quick start module and then kind of a more detailed module. But I'm just going to kind of go over some things to do. Hopefully you're listening to this podcast. You want to make sure that you have the correct books for class. We're still kind of using the Design Basics book. Probably you bought it when you took FDMA, sometimes I get the things wrong, 1260, Introduction to Digital Media, but a lot of the classes require that. And I do have some things that actually, some discussions that actually come out of the book. I mean, you can probably live without it, but you may want the book just to kind of, have something else to refer to. Plus, it's a really good book. I mean, honest to God, it's just a really solid book. It has a lot of great ideas and terms in it, and principles of design in it. So hopefully you're getting the correct textbook. You do need to purchase the InDesign CC 2021 textbook, Classroom in a Book, and then you can access all of the online materials. You can look at the videos for, they have it for every single section, like part of the web series. If you get, stuck or caught up on something, you can refer to the web videos for that chapter, which is really awesome. Hopefully, you're looking over this module. You want to make sure that your CNM email is working. I am only going to be using CNM email, so if I send announcements or I send things, it's going to go to your CNM email. So I'm not going to add on anything else you have. So kind of be aware of that. Email me that you've started class. It can just be like, "Hi, Sonia, I'm here. I'm excited, to get started," or "Hi, I'm here," or whatever you want to do. So then I know that you're kind of getting, just situated with the class. You're going to read the syllabus, you're going to complete the Google Docs syllabus acknowledgement form, you're going to look at the tentative class schedule. So this tentative class schedule is tentative, everybody. It's not really subject to change. I've been teaching this class a long time. This is a full-term 15-week class, and I haven't really changed it up too much. Really, kind of the Bible of this class, for the schedule is the modules. This is going to show you what's due, when it's due, and all of that type of stuff. So we work from Sunday to Sunday. So all your work will be due Sundays. I will upload your new module on Sunday, and everything for, will be due the following Sunday. Except for projects, usually have a couple of weeks. I think our third project, our mini project, I think you have 3 weeks, but other projects you have at least a couple of weeks. And I'll talk more about that. So get used to Brightspace, especially if you're brand new to CNM, or you know what I mean. I don't know. Maybe you haven't taken a class since we were in Brights or Blackboard. You're going to upload a document called the Bill of Rights document to iDrive. So look to README information or README important. It does talk about how to upload homework. I don't know if you all are familiar with files, but you would just go to HTTPS colon backslash backslash, or I don't know, sometimes I confuse that, files.cnm.edu, but it's like the slash, that's, hopefully you guys understand what I'm saying. Okay, you're going to post an introduction to our class discussion page. You're going to read over just chapter one, lesson one. You don't have anything to turn in terms of lesson one, but I do want you to get familiarity with that. And I have some videos for you to watch about the InDesign interface, okay? So I'm not sure, class. I know there's a lot going on, maybe with your schedule. I'm not sure if you're part-time or taking a full load, but you know, there's a lot to do in this desktop class. So normally what happens is I have a textbook assignment. You may have an additional assignment for the week. In a few weeks, I will roll out project one. There will be four projects in this class. So you'll have three main projects and a final project. And like I said, you'll have, you know, a few weeks to work on it. But there's overlap because that's how things are in real industry. Like, you don't stop. Like, you're not going to have like an assignment and then no project. Like, there's going to be overlap of assignments with projects. So I just want you to realize that. So try to stay up to date with what's going on. If you look at my syllabus or if you look me up on Rate My Professor, it's kind of a mixed bag. Like, people like me, they say I'm pretty rigorous, you know, I have high expectations. I really do, everyone. I really want to prepare you for industry. I'm not one of those teachers that, I really am not an enabler. Like, I expect you to kind of step up and do the work. But if you're having issues, I will meet you halfway. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be pulling you out, you know. You have to do the work too. And I do expect a lot. I expect a lot. I expect you all to read instructions and turn in homework correctly. I don't take late work. So that's something that you're going to see on the syllabus. I'm pretty strict about that. I'll return to that in a minute. I'm just going to table that for a second. But I do have high expectations. I want you to make sure that you're turning in work correctly in the correct file formats and the way I want it. Because, hello, if you're going to work in this industry, even freelance, you need to follow instructions, right? If you were to, you know, look at something you're going to do for a client, or maybe you're applying for like a request for a proposal, an RFP, they have very strict guidelines of the way they want you to do things, turn things in. And if you don't follow those, it's just like in the trash. They don't even spend time to email you or call you and be like, oh my gosh, can you fix that? No, they don't care. So, you know, you really in this industry have to be the best you can, right? And so I've heard this many, many times that people that hire folks, you know, or hire them to do freelance work, people are always concerned like, oh, I want to be the best designer. And yeah, that's important. But people in industry would rather work with a good designer who follows instructions and can follow through and can meet deadlines than, you know, the superstar that like their designs are rock star quality, but you know, they're flaky. They don't do stuff. Like, they don't want to work with people like that. So I want you all to realize that if this is the industry that you truly want to get into, deadlines are important. You know, following instructions is super, super important, and it's important to me. Okay, with that said, we are, you know, unfortunately, still dealing with the pandemic. You know, it's been a year and a half now. You know, we're the Delta variant. Everybody keeps talking about Delta variants everywhere. So I realized, class, that there's still a lot of stress that's been coming from people dealing with the pandemic. You know, maybe you're still unemployed. Maybe you're still dealing with food insecurity. Maybe you're still worried about your kids or teaching them from home. I don't really know your situation. Maybe you have loved ones who, you know, have died or sick or whatever, you know, I'm not really sure your situation. So I understand that. So under week one module, you know, module one, I have something called Stuff Happens. It's a little graphic that you can send to me. This is kind of I'd like you only to kind of use this one time. This is like a Hail Mary to say, you know what, Sonia, I need 3 days. I need an extension, blah, 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 blah. You just need to email me that graphic and I will, you know, honor that and I will give you that time. You don't have to, you know, explain in detail. But I really just want you to use it one time if you have to, then get back on track because there's a lot going on in this class and that's not something that I want you to use over and over again. If you are having difficulty, everyone, you know, I do have that strict, like, no late policy, but you need to get in touch with me. We need to discuss what's going on. You know, as much as you want to share with me, but you know, why do you need extensions? What's going on with you? All this type of stuff. And that's on a case by case basis. That's what I want to say. Case by case basis. And you need to realize I am not a mind reader. I don't know what's going on in your world. So you have to communicate with me. You can either email me, call me on the phone. We can set up, you know, time during my office hours or some other time to discuss stuff. Okay. So I want you to just realize that. Okay. What else? So in the discussion, let me just go there real quick so I can show you. So I do have, you know, some stuff in there. I have a discussion. This is totally optional. You know, how you doing during the pandemic? This is not a place to post a bunch of political rhetoric about the pandemic. This is somewhere like a reprieve space, right? Put funny stuff, maybe good thoughts, you know, funny things you saw that you just want to make people laugh, you know, memes or whatever. If you have questions, post them here. I will try to be on top of this. I am teaching quite a few classes this term. I have 6 classes, which means I have probably about 125 students or so. If you know the answer to something, class, and you're in there and you see somebody struggling and I haven't responded, you know the answer, respond to them. Let's be a class that cares about each other. Let's be a class, you know, community of care for one another. Like, let's really try to help one another if we can. So if you're like, you know what, I know Sonia talked about that in the 7th thing that she spoke about in that module this week, I'm just going to answer them, you know? So let's do that. Parking lot is for anything else that you want to post. Part of a band, maybe you are a vendor at something, you want to post that. Maybe you've seen something else that's really cool, you can post it there, okay? So class introductions, make sure to answer all the questions. Normally, I do want you to respond to 2 people. I do have a rubric about how I grade this and your homework assignments. And there will be a self-graded rubric with all projects that are coming up. So, class, I'm excited that you're here. I hope you all are doing okay. I know that so many things have occurred, right, in this past year and a half. I don't know if you're still working. I know a lot of you are still working. Out in the world, you know, maybe some of you are working from home. Maybe you have kids that are back in school. I don't really know your situation, but I hope that you're all doing okay. But if things come up for you, class, and you're not understanding something, like, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay? You can call the number that's on the syllabus. That goes directly to my email, or you can email me. And, you know, if it's something that you're like, you need me to pay attention to, just write, you know, urgent in the subject line and then put your name. So I really, really want you to put your name if you're emailing me, because a lot of you, like, your username and at cnm.email doesn't, you know, cnm.edu doesn't make sense to me. So please kind of put your name and things, and then get in the habit when you send things to me in the subject line to put our class and our section number up there, because I am teaching another late start desktop publishing class. So let's be a community of care. Let's care about one another. I'm super excited you're here. I love InDesign, really. It's a different type of program, class, but it's a program that you're able to pull everything together. And so it's really something that folks use a lot in industry to, you know, create. So they create, you know, their graphics in Photoshop or things in Illustrator, and then they'll import them into InDesign. So that's really what this program is. It's a page layout program. We are going to do some fun things. We're going to do some kind of stuff with interactivity this term. So you'll see how to do that in InDesign, which is pretty fun. So we are going to do some fun projects. And you can be really creative with the kind of alternative projects, but the textbook stuff, really just follow instructions and turn it in step by step the way the book says. Okay, everybody, just wanted to take a minute to introduce myself. And like I said, I don't know if I'm going to do this again or a reoccurring thing, but I probably will, maybe if you have a project coming up, or I just want to get you all in the same place and check in with everybody. Okay, have a great one. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.